Chapter 1. Watch disclaimer. Taco's rule. That is all. Watch Minerva was sitting in her office and halfway through with grading a rather poor attempt at an essay when the silence was disturbed by a hesitant knock on the door. "Come in," the professor called out. The door cracked open to reveal her favourite bushy-haired Gryffindor. "Can I speak with you for a moment, Professor?" Hermione asked nervously, pausing at the door, the expression on her face and her tone of voice betraying the fact that her thoughts were in turmoil. "Of course," Minerva agreed. "Come in." She waited until after the girl had settled herself. "What is it that's bothering you, Miss Granger?" "It's about Harry and Ron," Hermione began. She bit her lower lip in distress as she tried to work up the courage to ask her head of house for advice on how to repair a wounded friendship. "You're worried about their so-called duel, right?" the professor suggested with suppressed a smile. "Ron flung a curse at Harry, and Harry put Ron in the hospital wing," Hermione sobbed. "What am I supposed to do?" And how was she going to get them to reconcile their differences? Fourth year had been one of the worst of her life, due both to the dangers of the tournament and the rift that had formed between Harry and Ron before the first task. "What if I can't fix this?" "Why don't we examine what happened?" Minerva suggested gently. "What preceded the fight?" "They were arguing about something or other," Hermione said. "I'm not sure what." "Then Mr. Weasley tried to hex Mr. Potter," Minerva prompted. "What curse did he use?" "Double vision hex," Hermione replied instantly, having spent 2 hours grilling every witness so as to have as much information as possible before she set out to write things. "And what spell did Mr. Potter reply with?" "I'm not sure, Professor," Hermione admitted, "but it caused Ron's hands and feet to grow together, and..." "And would it surprise you to learn that Mr. Potter was attempting to cast a clapping hex?" "But you didn't see the so-called fight, did you?" Minerva asked, her lips twitching a bit. "I was in the library when it happened, Professor," Hermione agreed, "but the other students told me what happened, and it was horrible." "Would it surprise you to learn that Mr. Weasley immediately demanded that Mr. Potter teach him that hex?" Minerva asked. "But the fight, I..." Hermione sputtered. "How many similar fights have the Gryffindor boys engaged in this year?" Minerva asked dryly. The girls tended to be a lot more subtle and private when resolving their differences. "A lot," Hermione admitted with a blush. "A lot," Minerva agreed with a smile, "most of which I turn a blind eye to." "But this one is different," Hermione protested. "Yes, it is," Minerva agreed. "For one thing, Mr. Weasley ended up in the hospital. For another, Mr. Potter has invented what promises to be a useful new spell." "But you assigned Harry an indefinite detention," Hermione said weakly. "Why would you do that if it wasn't serious?" "I asked Mr. Potter to meet with our charms professor after classes so that they could figure out Mr. Potter's new hex," Minerva corrected with a smile. "Mr. Weasley objected until I explained that it was not a punishment so much as a desire to replicate Mr. Potter's accidental spell, at which point Mr. Weasley repeated